Hello once again. Brand new episode of Double O Feature here. I'm your host, Mike. Joining me again on this new installment of Double O Feature, I have Kurt. Shut the... Come on!
Do I have to say something?
Just say hello, like every other episode.
Hello, like every other episode.
Oh my god.
You're a fucking asshole. Okay. Bruce.
Jenny!
Like, get hello. A grip! Get a grip!
I think these movies tore us. Oh, yeah. These movies tore us.
And... I swear to God, Martin, you're gonna make something fucking funny.
I was gonna just say hi.
Okay. All right, Martin.
Hi.
Okay. All right. All right. A couple of things. So we're recording this on Valentine's Day.
Ugh.
And no other way to spend today than watch these two fantastic movies. In their own unique way. More so the first one than the fight. The second one was awful. But we'll get to it. We'll get to it. So, I have to make a little disclaimer. I think I'm going to change my rating from last week. Oh. You know? Like how Kurt was able to for Diamonds? I'll have to scale back a little bit on For Your Eyes Only, just a hair, because I felt like I made that criticism about the pacing. But not the pace, but like how it was like ridiculous with the helicopter. And then it was like pretty normal. And then the end with the fucking prime minister was kind of whack. So I'm just going to take it down like a 0.5 and give it a charming 0.5. So.
I think that's what I gave it too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that, me too.
So I'm dialing back to 4.5.
I think you gave it a 4.
I did.
No. I think you gave it like a 3.5. He gave it a 4. I gave it a 4.5.
See, I was right.
Gave it a 5.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Probably. I don't
listen to these videos.
No, I think Kurt gave it a 3. You gave it a 4. 4.55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. But now it's 2.4.
All right. We're still recording. I don't know the math. We'll reflect later when we do the official rankings. We'll know our rankings. So all right.
He started it.
All right. So back on track. So we're going to start off with Octopussy, which came out in 1983. This is Roger Moore's second-to-last Bond adventure. This is the second time we have John Glenn in the director's chair. Bond goes to India. There's an egg, a jeweled egg. There's a circus. All right, and of course the title... That's like
Octopussy.
The infamous title.
That's my infamous Octopussy. Title.
All right, so thoughts, general thoughts, initial.
This was great.
Yeah, you liked it?
This was a great movie.
This movie was hilarious. Mm-hmm. One of the funniest ones.
I will say this, it was better than what I, because this movie wasn't really on ones that I would rewatch a lot. Maybe because I didn't like it when I was younger, like I didn't like the whole thing going on. But after watching it again, it was pretty good. I liked it. I liked it the second time round. I enjoyed it a little bit more so. And I don't know. I thought it had some good moments in it. I think there were some things that were, you know, I don't know. I was like, you can see Roger Moore's getting up there. So, but overall, I had a good time with it. I thought it was
really fun.
It was a really fun movie. It reminded me a lot of like... Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. You know, like how we had a lot of fun with that movie. Same thing here, but this movie is a little bit more over the top than Live and Let Die. But
it was pretty ridiculous.
All right, so Roger Moore, he's running. He's running.
Barely
keeping up. We can tell he's getting up there.
Do you know how old he is in this?
Hold on. I know how old he is in License to Kill, so if we did some easy math here. Okay. All right. 55. Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, 55. So, what we think about Roger Moore this time? Was he the best here? Were there any good moments you liked?
Okay, he wasn't the best here, obviously. Okay. I mean, he's getting older, so there's kind of less that he can do. He doesn't look the part as much, because James Bond is supposed to be younger, right? Kind of, like in his late 30s-ish.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was still the same old Roger Moore. He still has his funny moments, his little lines and clips and stuff. My favorite quip was when he talked to the henchman guy and he was like, "Oh, do you want a nightcap too?" That was my favorite. So, but I think he's still good. He's still doing good. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved him in this movie. I mean, like I said, I don't know if it's like his best, but it's like his character is like at its full potential. It's just like, I don't know, I think that this is one of the best examples of like his bond, like being funny, being witty about things. And I don't know, he just, like, it seems like he really had a lot of fun with the movie.
I liked him, he was alright.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was his best, but I think we actually got to see some different stuff with him. I like that he was a bit more fearful of, like, the animals in India. So we got a lot of that stuff going on where he was kind of like, I don't think we really saw a lot of, like, frightful moments for him where he felt fear. My favorite part was probably when he was playing around with the camera. And he zoomed in on that woman's cleavage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was funny.
I can tell why you liked it.
I really liked it, but it was also very funny. So.
Kurt, come on.
Hey, he did some other... He did some. He did some other crazy shit, too, like sneaking past that lady's window when she was getting undressed.
I know, there were a lot of...
You were on the verge of saying he's Sean Connery. Like, I don't think so. I felt like the it was different. It was a little bit different than Sean's case, but...
I mean, yeah, it was. But, because he did ignore most of it after. He didn't do anything after.
Yeah, no.
So.
I think if I had one criticism, I think they should have done a better job, like, hiding the stuntman a little bit more. Because yeah. I can... Especially, well, we'll get to the second movie later, but... This one, there was a couple of shows, like, oh, come on, I know it's not him.
Yeah, like,
yeah, you know.
Yeah, like the Tarzan swinging.
Yeah, the Tarzan swing. That was I think that's the one part that took me out of the film. I was just like,
that was ridiculous.
That was too wacky to me.
But it's not just that he had to do the swing; it's that he had to do the Tarzan like.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. But I don't think he even had his mouth open, so it was even weirder.
It's so dumb.
But no, jeez. I think he's good. I think he does the best he can do for 55.
I
mean.
On his part, it was good, but as the character, I don't know. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right.
All right, so let's talk about the villain of the film. We had a couple.
Who is the main villain?
Right, I would say...
The Russian general, right?
No, I would say the
Kamal Khan guy.
The Kamal Khan guy.
Because
he's the last guy to die. He's like the...
I mean,
there's the big...
I don't think he's the main villain, though, because the whole plan was made by the general.
But I feel like he's the one that kind of screwed it over.
The general?
No, the Kamal Khan guy. I felt like he was... The focus was more centered around him.
You think so?
Yeah, because he was kind of interweaving his way in and out of this plan. I felt like this was the first time where the plan wasn't actually the villain's. Like
it felt more of like a partnership kind of
it's
thing.
Also it was a partnership, but I felt like he was... the main villain we were focusing on.
Yeah, because he was the one that was mostly head-to-head with James Bond. James Bond and the General only had that one scene together. Like, they didn't even know about each other. But this guy, he had been,
he was, like trying to catch him
with him the whole time.
Yeah,
the whole
that's
movie,
true. That's
like,
true.
Trying to assassinate him.
And he's the one that had the henchmen.
Yeah.
Too.
That's also
That's true. Another good indicator.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Kamal Khan?
I thought he was great.
Yeah,
I really liked him.
I thought it was...
I think my favorite scenes were when he was hunting James Bond, because he looked pretty cool. Like,
what, on the elephant?
Yeah, and he was, like, shooting at him, like, sniping at him and stuff. That was pretty cool.
True.
It was like that, what is it called? The book. What is it?
The Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah, it was like that. It was like he was hunting a guy.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It was cool.
I liked a lot of other scenes with him. I really liked the scene when he gets in the car with the henchmen and after they were setting the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And the car would not start. And you could see that he was freaking out on the inside. He was shitting bricks. But that was great, too, because you got a lot of like personality from him.
Yeah, I just love like the scenes where Bond would like outsmart him. And it would just piss him off more and more every time. Like, first with... With what were they playing? They were
backgammon.
The dice at the beginning, and then the second time when he shows up at the palace though. With Octopussy, and he says, oh, Bond escaped. And she goes, yeah, now meet my new house guest. Comes out from behind him.
That's true, like, yeah. He's been hating it from the start, like with the bidding and everything. Since the start, he's been hating him.
I just loved that like whole like cat and mouse type of thing that they had.
And I think one of my favorite villain to Bond lines is you have a nasty habit of surviving.
Yeah.
That was I think the actor did a really good job. I think he was a good another intellectual type, but like I don't know. He seemed like the type of like sophisticated type of villain because he was wearing like kind of the suit stuff.
He was pretty resourceful and stuff too.
Yeah. And he's another villain. I like the voice. I liked his voice in this too. He was very. He had a lot of good like eye roll moments too. Like he was eye rolling a lot, and he had a lot of good like shots where they showed him. He's like, oh my.
I was really hoping that he was gonna scream. After he saw that Octopussy let him in as a guest.
Yeah.
I really wanted him to scream after he closed the door.
And then we had...
They just hear him on the other side of the
door. Yeah, like just a muffled. Yeah.
Then we had the general.
The general.
He was kind of lame.
He was kind of weird.
No, but I do love his death. Like, just because he's killed by his own... people, basically.
Yeah.
Like, his death scene was really good. He's, like, going all crazy and, like, chasing after the train. It's like, nobody cares about him, even though it's his plan.
They all knew he was, like, stealing all that shit and everything.
They wanted to kill this man from the start. Yeah, I know. He's a psychopath.
It's like, they were, like, done with the mastermind. Shit. Nobody cared about him. He
it wasn't even his people. It was just the people protecting the borders.
Yeah.
It was another job for these con people. Yeah. That's what it basically was.
Yeah.
But in this time, it was like bombs and it was a big scale.
And
con.
In his head, it was like this huge, like, oh, Russia's going to take over all of Europe kind of thing. And like, nobody really cared.
And the rest of Asia, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the rest of
they
Asia.
They didn't care
like,
at all.
He's like, no. They're like, no, that's a bad idea. Like, I'm going to do it anyway.
He died thinking he was going to be, like, remembered as a martyr, and he just did not.
Nobody cares about him at the end.
Yeah, he was a bit of a loser. The henchman?
Henchman was awesome.
Henchman was really
good. Was good.
He was really, really good. What was his name? Do you remember?
Oh, God.
I can't remember his name.
Yikes. He was good, though.
He was really good.
He was good. All right, Kurt's going to
look at it. I'll fact check.
All right, yeah, fact check.
I thought he was going to be, like, one of those very, like, stereotypical, like, strong guy henchmen, like, the first time I saw it. Like the guy in Moonraker, the weird Asian guy that just... But he actually, like, went and did stuff, and he was really clever and, like, really strong.
Oh,
like,
his name is Gobinda.
Gobinda?
I don't remember them saying that, though.
Yeah. I don't either.
Gobinda was good. Gobinda was really good. I liked how it was rare, because he was, like, one of the few people that used a sword, like, as a weapon.
That's true.
Like, for a henchman. Mm-hmm. Except for that stupid guy in the...
He seemed very competent, too.
Yeah.
No, he's a really good guy, because he did a lot of smart plays. Like, when he found out that he was hiding in the meat locker area or whatever that was, and he locks the door so that he can freeze in there.
Yeah.
Or, like, he
the
knows...
The ape.
Yeah, when the ape thing. He knows that he was in there, so he was going to slice the thing off.
Mm. Yeah, he's
a smart guy.
Yeah, I liked how he was, like, in the plane, and he's like... And Kamal Khan's like, get out there, and he says... Out there? Like, he's like, what are you fucking nuts?
And that looked like it hurt when James Bond pulled back that antenna thing and slapped him.
Oh,
okay. I was surprised. Like, he was bleeding from that.
He was bleeding and he fell out of the plane, but he also had a parachute on.
Well, I mean, that was the stunt.
I think he did.
That was the stunt.
No, I mean, but he had, like, a visible parachute on before he left the plane. So he could have easily survived that.
Unless he was just too distracted.
Yeah, I don't know if that happened. No, he put one on.
Oh, wow.
He actually.
Oh, yeah, before he slapped Octopussy.
Yeah. But he
fell
out. So he could have. I don't know. You got to check your encyclopedia and see.
Another fact check.
Is he in a new movie?
Because I don't know. I mean, he.
No spoilers.
No.
he was really good. Let's see what else. Oh, we had...
It does say he died.
He did die?
Yeah.
He just didn't get those cords in time, I guess.
Do they say why?
It doesn't say he had a parachute. So...
Mm. Oh, well.
Oh. Did it really show that?
It did show him with a parachute on, but, like, I don't know. It just... Whoa. It seems kind of weird. He fell out of the plane with it and just didn't...
Dang.
All right, let's talk about the... I think that's all the bad guys that I can think of. Yeah.
The twins.
I
thought of another one, too, that I really liked.
The Buzzsaw guy?
The Buzzsaw guy. Buzzsaw that guy was cool.
That was a cool weapon.
It was a cool weapon. The guy himself.
Yeah.
Well, the personality was within the weapon, not the guy.
So it's the weapon that's cool. The guy's cool.
But the guy was the vessel for the weapon.
I guess, but like as soon as he lost the weapon, he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. He just
and he got eaten by a crocodile.
Yeah, he did. Was that part of his personality?
the twins. We had the knife throwing twins.
The twins.
Yeah. I like that. I liked in the shot with the 00 agent 009. And then he thought he lost the guy, and we're like, wait. And then it's like his twin, like that showed up in front of him. I'm like, oh my god, how did he get there? And then the other guy comes from behind.
I like
that reveal as it being twins.
That was cool.
I liked again another unique type of like knife throwing in terms of a bad guy.
Yeah, they're like circus people, which is different.
Yeah,
true.
Any opinions on them? No.
I mean, they were good. They were cool. Right. They served their purpose. So
I was gonna say they didn't do enough. They weren't in the movie enough because most of the movie was them in India before they got to mess with them.
Yeah,
I think it would have been too much though.
You think so?
I think it would have been too.
Yeah, they had a lot of. Yeah, you're right. They did have a lot of people.
I liked their personality though. What made them unique.
Yeah, and then the fact that he was, like, gonna get revenge, avenging his brother.
Yeah.
But obviously he screwed up after.
That guy's probably still laying in the...
In the cannon. Unconscious.
Yeah. Then we have, let's talk about the Bond girls in the movie. Alright, well, we need to talk about the main one. The titular character.
titular
character. Octopussy. Do we like Octopussy here? Yeah, no.
She was alright.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was okay. She looked older.
The actress was better in this movie than the man with the golden gun.
And I think it did help Roger Moore that she felt like a Bond girl for Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Like for his age. Like
Because
like she
true. Yeah.
She fit like the age group for him.
That's true.
Rather than like some younger, which looked weird. Yeah. I thought they did a good job like hiring. Bringing back Maud Adams to do that. She was much better in this movie than in the Golden Gun movie.
Man with the Golden Gun.
And since that movie, when we watched that, I wasn't interested in her character at all because she was pretty boring and stupid. In this one, she was much better. So.
Yeah. And I liked... I don't know. There was a lot of interesting... character stuff with her. Like her having a...
stuff with her father too.
Yeah, stuff with her father, the octopus, the cult that she named with the women.
Yeah.
The whole running the circus and the con. I don't know. I felt and I liked how they didn't show her until like the second act of the movie.
Yeah, that was good.
They make
too.
You think that she's kind of the villain, but she's not like the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was kind of no villain, but at the same time like it was Kamal Khan.
She was, like, another option.
But, like, towards the first acts, it was, like, you kind of don't really know who the villain is.
Yeah.
She's, like, another option for you to guess who the villain is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought she was good. I thought they gave that actress a lot more to do. And then we got to see more of her range, which was much better than when we last saw her in the previous movie.
I liked seeing her try to get revenge on the man after the fact that she knew that she was going to leave him. And she, like, commands her whole squad, the Octopussy squad, to go after him. She's doing shit herself.
Yeah.
I loved Q in this movie.
Q? Well, get to Q. He's not a Bond girl. We're in the Bond girl category.
He should be the Bond boy.
He's the Bond boy. All right, so, and then we also had Magda. I liked Magda.
Oh, the...
The magician looking.
Yeah.
Magda?
I did, yeah.
She did that little twirl off the building.
Magda?
The wrap dress.
Yeah, but she was great, but then her character kind of faded away as the movie got more into it.
I think that's because Octopussy became the Bond.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
But I thought she was... I liked a lot of the conversations she had with Bond. I think the chemistry was kind of good. I understand why they faded her out.
Yeah.
But it was good to see that she was, like, on the good guy side towards... Like, she was part of the Octopussy squad and, you know.
Well,
like,
she was double crossed too.
Yeah, she was double crossed. Yeah. So
they're gonna blow her up.
But yeah, yeah.
They're gonna blow up everybody.
I do wish though that they kind of like added a couple more scenes where she was like the she did the disappearing magician stuff.
She stole the guy's wallet.
Yeah, but like
more of that
outside of the circus, like using that type of
That would have been awesome.
Skill set, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have added a lot more to that character.
That would have been great, like in the battle when they were fighting Kamala Khan's people. Mm. Kamala Khan sounds like a Mortal Kombat character. when they were fighting his people in like that area,
yeah, the courtyard.
The courtyard. She should have had like a scene where there's like a guy coming at her and she's like, "Where's your knife?" And she pulls out his knife from behind her back.
That would have been cool. But other than that, I thought she was very good as well.
The women were so great.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
you know, oasis of women at the Octopussy Kingdom.
There was a couple I was just like staring at. Like,
okay, don't just sound creepy.
No, yeah, no, hey, no. Come on. Just but like they were like really good looking and everything. You know? But
Just go to India.
They were not Indian. They
I know,
were,
but they might have a lot of people like that in India.
And finally,
working for like a criminal,
maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
And finally, Moneypenny's assistant.
Oh, she. are you kidding me? The friggin' cleavage girl had more screen time.
Wait. That wasn't Octopussy.
What? No! Oh. What the hell?
Where is that coming from?
Her name was Smallbone.
No, I know, but I thought that was just a random name, and I thought it was like, oh, the assistant is Octopussy.
No!
What?
Hell no. No, they look completely different.
She really didn't have any point in the movie, but they, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely not. That's why.
I think she was just there so they could go, no, you can't be with this girl.
Yeah, it was a little, you know.
Okay. But, okay, all right. Off the bong. All right, let's talk about Q. We loved Q.
Q was
in the field.
He did a lot. He crushed a guy with a hot air balloon.
And he ended up with a couple ladies. And he says, later. So Q was a bit of a player tonight.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was fishing. Fake fishing. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. And then he created, the alligator?
That's so cool.
Bonds in the alligator's mouth.
Like the submarine. Yeah.
I thought for a minute they were going to pull, a Goldfinger again where there's, the duck attached to the head. No. And then I'm like, wait, that's not a headpiece. And it's, a fucking, submarine vehicle.
How come whenever they're always, showing off all of the gadgets and stuff that they're making, you know, in every movie, they never use the most lethal ones, like the spike door, thing that just flips open and
goes. Well, they usually make props for the scenery for that movie. If you notice.
Yeah, like the door, it looked just like the door
in the rope.
Palace.
You know, the rope that would...
The guy's climbing.
Yeah. What the...
Yeah. Well, just at Moonraker last week where they had the cowboy stuff.
Oh, that's
what you know what I mean? So they fit the setting that they're showing.
They probably have they have those little bases of those areas and stuff, and they just go over there to do stuff.
That's true.
Also had BJ, right?
VJ.
Yeah. VJ.
He was kind of cool.
Yeah.
My favorite part was when he was smacking people with the tennis racket.
Yeah, while he was driving. Oh. He was great, but I feel bad that they killed him off.
Yeah.
He had a good vibe, a good personality. I wish that he stuck around a little. I wish that they killed the other guy.
That guy was useless.
Yeah.
Which other guy?
The other contact.
Remember the guy with the mustache? What? You remember him. Remember
VJ Superior.
The guy that was like, that you said, he's definitely going to die.
Yeah, and he didn't die. The guy said that was going to check in more information by staying.
When he got
the
money and stuff?
Yeah. I liked VJ, and I liked how he was the snake charmer, and when Bond goes to see him, he's like, I should have never chose this job.
I hate snakes.
Yeah. Bad cover.
He was super useful. He did a lot,
I wish he stuck around. I wish he did. Any other? Oh, we had 009 as a clown.
That was sad.
Why? Because the clown was painted sad.
Well, just
that's a sad way for an agent to die.
Yeah, why would you want to die like that?
Not sad, but pathetic.
But it's great how at the beginning you, like, have no clue what's going on. You just see this clown getting murdered.
With crash food. He eats the house.
The clown kind of beat the shit out of some people,
and
too.
It's like, afterwards, you find out, oh, he's an agent. That makes sense, kind of.
But it's still ridiculous. Oh, man. The fact that Roger Moore had the he snuck into the trailer and put on the clown outfit on. Who did his face
the
makeup
palm
though?
Is going off. Like...
Yeah, but who did his face makeup? That's what I want to know.
Well, he must have spent at least like 3 or 5
3 minutes
that
he
to get that done. Because I will say what I also liked about the movie was the timing stuff, because it made it realistic. Like they took away like 5 minutes, like from him driving one part, and then they show like 2 minutes has passed, and then him
on
driving another. It was like, oh, I can see that being like a 2 minute duration.
That's true. Okay.
If you want to talk about timing, one of my favorite parts is when the Kamal Khan says, okay, we have like a certain amount of time. We got like 5 minutes to go or something. Mm-hmm. It's like
he will make
7:40. It's like 7:45, and Bond goes to check his watch when he's dressed
in
as
the
gorilla
suit.
That's one of my favorite moments.
That was so
that
funny.
Might have been like my favorite.
The Roger Moore comedy, like playing, and he's in the gorilla suit, like trying to be as still as possible.
He's like trying to check his watch to see if that actually was the time.
It's so stupid. This is so funny. I love it.
And then, all right, let's talk about the stunts. So we have the train. Fight?
Yeah, that was good.
That was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it because it wasn't just another train sequence, but, like, it was outside the train.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I like the outside stuff.
Because I think, as far as I know, correct me, everyone's been in the train in terms of a fight scene that we've seen on a train.
What do you mean?
Russia was in a train. Sure. The Spy Who Loved Me was in a train.
But there's no, like, running on the roofs. And
yeah, they never
Live and Let Die was in a train.
Live and Let Die was in a train. But not outside the train. I think this is the first time he was outside of the train.
Mm-hmm.
So, I liked that.
Very, very cool. And the camera angles of the stunt double holding onto
the
side
of the train.
Oh, yeah,
that was really good.
That was really cool. And he's, like, putting his feet on the ground and just getting dragged behind and stuff. That was, like, an intense moment. Those are cool.
We also had the opening scene with the jet coming out of the horse's ass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was crazy.
That thing was sick.
I liked the flying in it. That was pretty cool.
But just, like... when the doors of that weapons house was shutting, and it just made it through in time.
That was so satisfying.
Like, so close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's just crazy.
Then we also had the chase in the tuk-tuk, right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah,
the
something
tuk-tuk?
Like that, yeah.
The little
that was fun.
Thing.
Yeah. I liked that.
Yep.
And then we had
Martin was losing his shit when the thing just took off, like
when it did a
fucking
wheelie. Was like, whoa, what?
The guy with the basket on his head.
Like how he threw the money and all the people were going around it, and they kind of blocked off the road.
Yeah.
We also had
the plane
stuff at the end.
There's something else in between, though.
I know.
That was crazy with the plane.
Oh, the hunting.
Though.
The hunting with the animals.
Right.
Yeah.
He's getting like every fucking deadly animal wrapped into one. He smacked that spider.
That was crazy.
That was like green goo.
Yeah, the spider, the tiger, the
crocodile,
snake,
the leeches.
Leeches. Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, God.
And everybody else hunting
the alligators.
Oh, I think.
How could we forget the moment where he's like hiding inside of the fucking the meat bag thing, and then when the people are about to throw his body, he's like, "Why does
jumps
he do that?"
I think it also served the purpose of he wanted to take those guys off guard, where he'd be like, "Huh?" And they're like, "What the fuck?"
I think they were like running away because they were scared.
He was dead, and he just like,
no, he went,
explodes
out of his bag.
Oh, God, ridiculous.
But like you said, it was like in Moonraker when he scares the girl.
Yeah, Holly Goodhead, where he's like, aha! And she's like, ah! But,
oh, my God, so many ridiculous moments back to back.
Oh, what about the birds?
Oh, yeah, the bird scene.
The birds
John Glenn, we had to pick out the bird scene, right? The jump scare. The jump scare in this was the birds when he's like climbing the side of the building near Magda's room or whatever at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever base that they were at. That was la. Yeah, that bird scene. That was his bird scene.
That was his. We have to specify that it was his
bird. A John scene. Glenn bird scene.
You don't get a John Glenn bird scene anywhere else.
Yeah. But that airplane stunt I thought was the best.
Yeah, when he was hanging on.
Hanging on at the end, the very end scene. Because you could see, like, that's a real guy.
Yeah.
Hanging on to the outside. Yep. And it's doing barrel fucking rolls. And,
Jesus Christ. Like, obviously, you know that.
He has a parachute.
Yeah, obviously. Just like in the other movie that we saw. I forgot which one it was. Moonraker.
Yeah.
But, that was super cool to see. That was very intense. I like those intense moments.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel like it's like, oh, shoot. Oh, he's actually doing this. Like, whoa. Like, you're rooting for him to get through it.
What else we had? We had, let's talk about the song. We like the song, not like the song. All Time High. Two of a Kind. Like, they reference in the movie.
Yeah. It was okay. I really kind of don't remember it.
Yeah. I didn't really pay attention.
I think it wasn't like, it was blah.
It wasn't memorable.
Yeah. It was like, it was kind of flat tone. There was no, like, rhythm or beat to be like, yeah, this is...
I mean, I didn't mind it, but I like more of the, like, soundtrack music better. Like, the fight scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the music playing. Yeah. Like, that was really good in this movie.
But, it's weird. Like, they've done slower songs that worked. But, like, this one just kind of fell flat a little bit for me. So, teach his own. And then, it was weird with, like, some of the shots in the opening, like the credits too, with the whole
we were joking around saying they have the little red outlines of everything.
Oh yeah,
they were like James Bond silly bands.
Yeah. Oh my god. We're going back quite a few years
back to 2012,
a decade
ago. Oh my god, I can't believe that's nothing anymore of those silly bands. So, I think that's all for this movie.
Well,
right?
I also want to point out, I liked the auction scene, too. When he kept overbidding.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. That was really good.
Storage wars.
And that was a good plan, too, because he replaced the egg, and he knew it was fake, and he would call it out, and then they wouldn't have to pay any money.
Yeah, like when he's asking to, when he wants to inspect the egg, and I was like, oh, he probably could have just switched it there. I didn't think he actually did.
He did,
but he did, yeah.
Yeah. We got the new M too, by the way.
Yeah, I did not like him.
Saw that. Nah, it's not the same.
It's not the same?
Nah.
To be honest, the what was it? The minister?
The minister.
He seemed more like the other guy, to be honest. He kinda looked like him.
He was still in it, the minister.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I think is that it for this movie?
Locations?
Locations? Well, we went to India. We went
to Berlin.
Oh, there was that... This is very, very, like, minuscule, but there was that guy that I mentioned that was telling them how to arm the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
He sounded very menacing. I don't know why, but it was just, like, his voice or something that made me seem like... I don't know. You guys didn't feel the same, I guess.
No, I mean, I guess it was like a cool
He seemed like an Indiana Jones villain or something to me.
Indiana Jones
villain. He was just a Russian guy, I think, right? Yeah.
Whatever. Guess I'm the only one who thinks
final
so.
Thoughts on the movie. Anything else?
Good movie.
Yeah, good movie. Good movie.
Very fun.
Right. Very fun.
All right, so let's do our rating system. So I'll start with Martin, what will you give Octopussy today?
Octopussy. I will give Octopussy a 4.5. Charming and a half.
Charming and a half. Alright. Yeah. Bruce Wayne, Mike?
I'm going to give it a 4. A charming. It's just, I mean, I loved this movie before and I still love it, you know?
Kurt?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Bruce Wayne, Mike. I'm going to say a charming as well. Definitely a 4.
Come on, guys, bump it up after 4.
I think.
Well, I'm just kind of relating it to like the other movies that I've rated. Mm. Yeah, I'm just like trying to find a right spot for it.
I think this surprised me. It was kind of like I watched it for the first time again because
you kept telling us you did not like.
I didn't from memory because it was kind of ridiculous. I remember like little things like the twins, the clowns, the circus.
That's the same thing with Thunderball. You said the same thing.
But. Now I really like this movie. I like it so much I'm going to give it a charming 4.
That's great.
4. I had fun with this. I think this was... This should have been his last movie. This,
yeah,
this,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
sorry. Should have been his last movie. Cannot stress that enough. But, you know, whatever. All right, so time for some trivia. I just picked out some random facts that I found interesting on IMDb trivia for this movie. So if you want to look at some different things, look it on there as well. I'm not going to list everything. Okay, so Robert Brown appears as M for the first time. So he's going to be a recurring M for a while. So he's going to be in the next couple of movies. He grows on you. I like him in the next set of movies because he's a lot more. He has a lot more to do.
It's probably just that change that's uncomfortable at first.
Maybe.
Yeah. And the fact that we didn't have him for a movie.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. All right, Roger Moore was misdiagnosed with heart problems during the making of the movie.
Oh.
And ironically enough, Maude Adams, Octopussy, her boyfriend at the time was a doctor. Said he was fine. He was like misdiagnosed, so that's why it came into play. So, so they made this movie. All right, so they brought Roger Moore for many reasons, but the main reason was because they were making that other Bond film, Never Say Never Again, with Sean Connery coming back.
Because that guy stole the rights, right?
Yeah.
Well, not stole,
but Blofeld.
Yeah,
he misused those rights.
With the Thunderball story, and they needed to have like a Bond that everyone's been used to, and I think they didn't want to risk having a new guy against Sean Connery, so they just kept Roger Moore. So that's why they did that. In terms of box office, Octopussy made more by $27 million.
Good.
More than Never Say Never?
Yeah, good, because that movie's... That movie so
never
is awful.
Say
That's
never.
Great. So they both came out
the same,
year.
Yeah, and what was it?
That's wow.
I think I don't know if I highlighted. I don't know if they mentioned it in here, but they might have said when it came out in terms of release date. But it came out the same year, so that's not much is certain. Stuntman Martin Green. Oh, Grace. Sorry, Martin Grace. Had a had a serious accident while filming on the train. So that's the train stunt guy. He was hanging on the side of it, and you know when they miss the stuff on the side, like the signs and stuff, he fucking hit the signs.
Oh wow.
He had a damaged leg and hip and was hospitalized for several months.
Months.
Yeah.
My God.
And the actor who had the buzz. Saw yo-yo broke his arm when he fell over onto the balcony onto the bed.
Oh, wow.
Even though he got injured, he kept going with the scene.
So they so that footage is there.
I respect that guy so much more now.
I know, right?
This is the last Bond movie to reveal the name of the next Bond movie during the end credits. Well, we didn't get to see that, but that's the last time he'll say next film is this movie.
Wow.
According to Roger Moore, on the commentary of the DVD, the eyeball that he ate, or
the Kamal Khan guy,
it was made out of marzipan, which is like an almond, like paste thing.
Oh, so okay. It wasn't a real eyeball.
It was like a candy thing.
Good, because that's gross.
the actress who played Magda, Christina Weyborn. Actually performed the stunt of her twirling outside of the window.
Oh wow.
That was actually her.
Wow.
Nice. So is she like a performer of some sort?
It doesn't say on here. However, they did say that they filmed in two different locations. Her fall from the balcony was filmed at Pinewood Studios in England, and her landing was filmed in India.
Well, I mean, she did it flawlessly.
So Kurt, you're gonna get a kick out of this. Carrie Elwes was the production assistant in this movie.
Really?
And his job was to drive Roger Moore around.
Oh my god.
Who is was in The Princess Bride, you know.
Yeah.
The hero, you know what I mean.
Psych.
Yeah, so that's a little fun fact. James Brolin was almost given the role of James Bond last minute, but they went with Roger Moore because of the movie thing as one of the main components.
Yeah.
Other actors were considered at the time were Oliver Tobias, Michael Billington, Ian Ogilvy. Sorry if I'm butchering these names. And, of course, my boy, Timothy Dalton, who does not appear until next week. So, we'll get to him later. The elephant hunt sequence began, the origins of it was the Man with the Golden Gun. So they just took a lot of the concept from that and put it in this.
Okay.
Which you guys pointed out, Bruce Wayne, Mike, and Kurt did.
I did too.
Not as much as these guys were very vocal about it. You were like, oh yeah.
And that's it.
Well, I talked about it in that movie, okay?
Too busy laughing about everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Many story ideas and elements that were not used in Moonraker were implemented into this film. Like the twins. The casting of Luis Jordan as the villain. The jet. Like the little jet. And the backgammon scene was originally intended to be in The Spy Who Loved Me, in that bar, like the where that guy gets killed in the telephone booth. Q appears as an active participant on a mission for the first time. His last time, so hey. I'll make you feel a little excited that he will be on the field in a future Bond.
Love
film.
Q,
heck yeah.
This is the second time two James Bond films were released in the same year. The last time was Casino Royale, the shitty spoof movie, and You Only Live Twice. Came out the same year.
Who did Casino Royale?
This old guy.
Yeah.
Some random Bond?
We talked about it. It was that parody movie that we're not
going to watch.
Niven, I think?
Yeah, David Niven. And Peter Sellers.
I don't know these people.
Kabar Bedai. He's the only Bollywood actor to appear in a James Bond film. So, filming of the 12-foot Acosta jet as it flew through the hangar was achieved by attaching the aircraft by a steel pole to an old Jaguar with the roof torn off and driving along. The second unit was able to add obstacles such as people and objects to complete the illusion. So. That's what that's about. Let's see here. As of 2013, this is the only movie in the official James Bond franchise to feature a woman's name in the title of the film. So.
Octopussy.
Octopussy.
Wow, Octopussy. That's her name.
Her pet name.
Pet name.
even though Maude Adams played the title role, we don't see her until about an hour and 9 minutes into the film. And then for some reason this person put, this is why she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in the Saturn Awards. instead of Best Actress.
Wow. So who would get Best Actress?
She lost, I think, for the supporting role, or whatever, the supporting actress, to Candy Clark for Blue Thunder.
No, but like, who would get, since that was the supporting actress, main actress?
Yeah. There wasn't, it would be still her though.
Like, that's what I mean, though. It's like, why would they do that?
Stupid. I don't know. A hand with a pair of eights in the card game Texas Hold'em is called Octopussy. A hand with a pair of eights is seen in the 2006 Casino Royale as a reference to this film.
Nice.
So you'll see that. Just keep an eye on the cards. They're playing at the table. One of those is a reference to the movie. Though an Indian location had been scouted when they were making Live and Let Die, they were going to go to India for that movie, but they didn't end up doing that. They were able to do it because they came across the city of, again, sorry if I'm butchering names, Udaipur. The leader was like, oh, you can do whatever you want, and they had access to film near all the buildings and stuff like that, so.
Unlike those monks from the last movie.
The monastery.
Yeah.
The main title song, All Time High, was sung by Rita Coolidge and made it to the top 40 in the U.S. charts. All right. let's see here. With the recasting of M, Roger Moore recommended Robert Brown, who ended up being M, because they both worked together on a television series called Ivanhoe.
Yikes. Ivanhoe!
A real American. No. A real American hero. Okay, no, he's not even American. Alright. let's see here. Okay. There was going to be a video game called Octopussy. it was going to be developed by Capcom and Parker Brothers for this film.
And they were like, we don't like the title of this movie.
It was designed for the Atari 2600, Atari 5200,
Atari.
Commodore 64, but was never released. A View to a Kill would be the first Bond film to get
a video game.
Let's see here. Oh, the guy who played 009 was in For Your Eyes Only, who played a Greek henchman. He also played...
It was a cover.
He also played...
You didn't even notice because he's in a clown outfit.
He also played the bartender at the bar in The Spy Who Loved Me when they were ordering drinks. So
oh, wow.
If you see him again in that movie, that's the clown makeup guy from the beginning of this movie. The Buzzsaw Yo-Yo was an idea conceived by the screenwriter, or by screenwriter George MacDonald Fraser, not D, because it was Michael Wilson and the Richard Maybaum guy. There were rumors that Sean Connery was going to appear in this movie alongside Roger Moore.
Please no.
What?
And play the villain.
Oh, that would have been weird.
What the hell?
That would have been trippy.
There's still rumors about that, so that's not really confirmed or denied. That was just
Well, why would he do that though? If he's making his own,
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
An early draft of the script cast Octopussy as the villain, using her research on Tracy Bond's death to manipulate Bond into joining her vendetta against Spectre. The ongoing legal battle with Kevin McClory stopped that because they couldn't say Spectre and.
That would have been pretty good, though.
And I believe in the book, the Octopussy was the reference to the octopus symbol for Spider-Man.
Okay.
The reason the movie's title doesn't appear in the song because it didn't rhyme with anything. No shit.
Octopussy. And James Bond is a wussy. I don't know.
This is the seventh Bond film where Bond, where the film ends on a boat.
So oh my God!
Doctor No ends on a boat. From Rush Hour Love ends on a boat. Diamonds Are Forever ends with a boat. The Man with the Golden Gun ends on a boat. The Spy Who Loved Me ends up on a boat. This movie and the movie in the future. I'm not gonna say what it is. Mm.
And also trains, right? We had more trains in this movie.
On a fourth train movie.
When the octopus lands on the thug, it completely covers its face. Is a reference to the Alien movie.
I knew it.
Yeah. Wow.
Face huggers.
And that octopus, specific octopus, is venomous. That's probably the most poisonous octopus ever.
And it was on the guy's face.
Yeah, so he's dead.
No, I mean
that was fake.
But
that type of octopus is lethal.
Jesus.
Okay. Man, so that's Octopussy, everybody. So let's talk about. Not so good movie.
Wasn't that bad.
All right, we'll touch on it. All right, so we have A View to a Kill, which came out in 1985. Roger Moore's last outing as Bond. John Glenn's third time directing. What do we think here?
I'm still processing it, to be honest.
Okay, still processing it.
I used to really like this movie. And then
you watched it again.
Watching it again, I really don't find a lot of stuff that I really like about it anymore. And I thought throughout the whole movie, as I was watching it, I was like, okay, I know I really love this last fight scene with the villain, and I was all excited for it. And then I watched it again, and it was still really good, but it wasn't exciting enough to want for me to save my hopes for it. So
that was kind of anticlimactic the way Christopher Walken dies. Yeah. I will say that.
Martin? Was it because it's goofy? Is it because you liked it because it's goofy?
It wasn't that goofy. No, I wouldn't say it was that goofy. Not like the last one. But yeah. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was that bad.
I did like some of the settings. Mm. I liked the horse stuff. I liked how they were in City Hall. And... Mm. and going through like the city and everything. I felt like the setting stuff was like really good.
Mm. I don't know. This is one of those movies I remember being bad, and it's still bad after watching it. I think it's for me. It's just like the story wasn't that great to me. I felt like it was just kind of. I like the idea of involving technology with the Silicon Valley, but I just felt like the story was just kind of all over the place. You couldn't find out what the real, like, motive is, because they go with like the horses getting the chips, and then
they
have like elements, but then they don't really add the elements up to a way that I'm like, oh, that's why that was there, and that's what that was there for. Because
yeah, they don't connect at all. That's where I was. That's the only thing I didn't really like about it.
And then like the lawsuit and everything, and just
I don't know. It got a lawsuit, and I don't know. It was just nothing really spoke to me in this movie. It just was just like nothing. I didn't like Bond in this. I didn't like. I think the only character I liked was Christopher Walken in this movie.
Yeah,
because I can tell he was like having a fun time, like being
himself. He was a good villain. Evil. Yeah. He was a really good villain.
All right, so let's kick it off. So Roger Moore. So Martin, you said you can't notice him being old in this movie.
No. It's not the old part. I don't want to speak for Martin, but it's you were saying like, oh, the plastic surgery makes it so much more noticeable. I know, you know, Martin.
It looks the same to me, from the last movie, to be honest.
I didn't notice it as much as I thought I was going to notice it. Okay. Like, I could.
So it's not just me. Yeah. I don't know. He looked the same.
Mm. He looked okay. It wasn't distracting at all for me.
Well, I thought it was. I thought he looked very weird in this movie. I think it was because of around the eye area. He just didn't.
That's the only thing. He just had more wrinkles.
You put a, like, close up of him in this movie to Octopus, he looks different. There's something off about it.
Out then later.
I just thought he looked too old for the part, like you said last one. Like it's not just that like he's old, but like he's old for Bond. Like
he's been old for a while. Yeah. for those roles.
But like, and they also did a really sloppy job of like masking stunt people with,
when he goes through the boat, the wedding boat.
That was a dummy.
That was
you can tell it was.
That
a
was
dummy.
Yeah. It was like really bad.
And especially with the driving scenes with the taxi, I'm like, I know it's not.
Yeah.
Like the way they could have like cut it or edited it in a way that makes it less noticeable.
Are you talking about when he's driving the half car?
Yeah, the half taxi.
The half car
in Paris.
Yeah,
I don't know, but
that was weird.
I thought they were going to have, like, an actual fight scene on the Eiffel Tower, too.
Mm.
They didn't do that.
No, that would have been cool. Like,
I like the location of the restaurant or whatever, the club, that was in the Eiffel Tower.
That was probably, like, the most dramatic set piece in the movie, I think. Like, the most dramatic setting, besides, like, maybe the mine, but, like, a lot of the other stuff was very downplayed. Like, there was the house.
I really...
There was all the horse.
I liked a lot of the settings, though. I liked... that they were fighting like an empty house. That was kind of cool.
Mm. All right. Any other final thoughts on Roger Moore's final outing? Anything that...
I mean, I think...
He was too old for these women.
Yeah, but besides the way he looked, like, I think he was still the same, like, with his acting. I didn't have a problem with, like, his Bond. Just, like, how he looked.
Yeah.
I still liked him. I still really liked him.
It's He's still him.
I wish it wasn't his movie. I don't, because I didn't like the movie.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right, since I did the villain last, all right, let's do the villain. So Christopher Walken is the main villain of this film.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Which
he's
I think is the highlight of the movie.
Yeah.
I think he does a good job playing up, like, the crazy psychotic angle.
Yeah.
Which is just Christopher Walken in, like, any other day.
Yeah.
But, no, I think he did a really good job. I think, I don't know. I think he just seemed like, I think he's like the perfect actor for this, like that role. Like, I think he was perfectly casted for, like, it made sense. Like, he's like over a little bit over the top. He's a bit psychotic.
Mm.
You know, he's a bit methodical, a little bit, you know,
sadistic,
a little bit sadistic.
Yeah. Oh, very sadistic.
A bit of a masochist. So, you know, but like I liked. I think he did a really, really good job.
Mm. He seemed to be one of the youngest villains, I think, out of all the movies we've seen.
Yeah. He's not the youngest, though, because that's Kananga's still the youngest, with 33, really? I think.
Oh, if wow. I remember. Dang, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he must have been, like, in his 30s.
I guess
30s.
I just kind of assumed that he was a little older. Either way, wow. It kind of seemed like he was, like, a rich, spoiled kid, too.
Yeah.
I think my favorite moment might be him shooting all the miners, like,
trying to... Oh, my God. It's not something that he had... He didn't have to do that, but he did it because he wanted to.
Yeah.
And he got so much pleasure out of it. Like, he was laughing, and I like, just the little facial expression.
That was going on for very long, too. Like, he was enjoying that for a very long time.
And you can tell that they did, like... Like two of the same shots of him doing like him laughing. He's like,
yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Like, I made the joke during the movie. I feel like he was the one, Christopher Walken, that was like, hey, can I just like start shooting everybody? Like, just let me go crazy. I know what I'm doing.
But yeah. Anything else on Christopher Walken?
Oh, there's plenty of stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a lot. I mean,
yep.
The blimp stuff was great.
Yeah, there's
the first. Part when he like tells Mayday to shoot the guy out and everything, mm-hmm. and like him talking about his plan, and then the second part, of course, I think the it was a bit of a letdown for how he dies, but I like how he like went out onto the bridge with like the axe, and yeah. That was really good. He That's seemed true. Really psychotic.
Yeah, because no normal person would just step out of the blimp to fight on a leaning bridge.
On the Golden Gate thing. Bridge.
Yeah.
I also like how he had the relationship with the doctor. We call him Auntie Q. But I really liked how they kind of...
Not Auntie Q, but...
Anti.
The Anti-Q, yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt like that was an interesting thing to put in the movie. It was an interesting backstory about how he's like this warped, twisted... Like his IQ is like really high, but like he's also really fucked up in the head. But that was really good.
Yeah, his death was like the only letdown.
Yeah, it was just kind of disappointing.
Yeah, because he's slipping for like a few seconds.
But he was laughing when he did it too.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting, and I didn't mind it how he died before the henchmen, like both died.
Yeah.
The two henchmen and the blimp. I thought that was kind of, and then they still tried to finish Bond off because it was kind of like his father.
Figure, yeah.
That's true, because the henchman kind of died in a dumb way. So I guess I'm glad he didn't die in there with them.
Yeah. So he had, like, his own spotlight.
Yeah, yeah. And then Anti-Q just blows them up, so...
Mm-hmm. All right, so then we... All, the other... The main hench...
No.
The main henchman. Mayday.
Henchwoman?
Mayday. Mayday.
Mayday.
Oh, Mayday.
I hate it.
Yes. All right.
Calm down.
So, all right. So.
Jenny.
Okay, all right. Stop it. So, what was the problem here? Was it because Mayday looked like a guy?
Problem. What are you talking about?
She was horrible.
What? She wasn't that bad.
You seem to be going nuts during the movie, Mark.
Okay. The way she looked was funny, but as a henchman, she wasn't bad.
Okay.
As a good. She did a lot. She did almost everything, literally.
It's she just felt the like looks she's, that she made.
She's just a female version of Jaws. That's it.
I don't know.
I won't say anything else.
You don't want to say anything else.
You said so much during the movie, and now you're being all quiet.
You're gonna put this all on Mike now.
And you're mad.
I mean,
it's all on, all on
there
Bruce.
There was the one scene where her and Bond are about to have sex. She like there was some weird editing mistake where she just like teleports into the bed.
I told Mike to rewind it because it was so annoying.
It was weird, man.
No, but. I'll get to that in the trivia stuff. I don't think it had anything to do with the cut, maybe, but there's a reference to that in the fun fact segment. That it's going to be like, what the fuck? Like, your reactions are going to be like, what's going on?
Oh, man.
I didn't get her, like the crazy outfits. Like, she just... It was like she didn't fit in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, she was just so out there with everything.
Also... If I tell you who they were gonna originally cast for Zorin, Christopher Walken was not the first option. It would have made a lot more sense for the person that they were.
Oh, just tell us now.
Yeah. David Bowie.
Oh, okay.
They were gonna get David Bowie to play Zorin, and I'm like, that makes sense with her outfits
because he's
more eccentric
like that. Yeah.
Christopher Walken's out there, but not like outfit wise. Like David Bowie's like a crazy entertainer.
But it's like that, and the stuff with her, like, super strength, like when
what the guy... What about?
I don't know, the guy's, like, just make... Like, he's not even making... He's telling Zorin, the Russian official, he's like, yeah, look at all this shit that you caused. And she gets so pissed off that she just picks him up and, like, throws him to throw.
The yeah, Jaws like, what's wannabe. That about?
Like, just...
I thought she was gonna crack his back.
I don't know, like, the karate stuff with the... like, trying to, like, growl and bite Zorin's
her
face.
Outfit.
Like,
they were, like, she was, like, trying to bite him, and then they were, like, making out and biting each other.
It was weird. And they just, both like, some it? Weird sadistic...
They were both after a round of, what, karate practice?
I know. All right, I will say, though, I think my favorite part for her, at least, was when she's, like, in the back of the car. During the car wash, and she kills
that was
the first
cool, yeah.
Car wash, really and then she's behind the second car yeah. against the CIA agent. Yeah. Like, wow, that's just her thing. She's just behind people in their cars, and she's just assassinating them.
I will say it's either for me that or the where she pushes the button, the guy falls out of the blimp. Yeah,
you know, it's okay. I thought that was another Goldfinger moment, though. Like,
you know, yeah. Like, Goldfinger, what's going on?
The one guy that's like, I'm not into the deal, and I'm going.
You mean, always
that's like a Blofeld thing.
The one guy.
Yeah.
Right,
so I didn't like how she turned good at the end either.
Okay.
I felt like it was a bit.
Like Jaws.
No, not
it,
that.
It made more sense than Pussy Galore's.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm I just don't like the. I don't know. I didn't feel like it went along with the character very well. I would have preferred it if she was, like, still a bad guy or something and fought him till her death or whatever.
True. Or, like, and, instead of, like, siding up with Bond at the end, maybe just trying to get revenge in her own way.
Yeah, maybe
like,
she could have died by his hands or something. You know what I mean? But I didn't really like it that she turned good or anything. Yeah.
Well, that's Mayday. We talked about the Doctor for the most part. The you know like the German Nazi,
the anti-Q.
Yeah, that guy is crazy. He was
the monocle.
He was performing and stuff in the concentration camps.
Wild.
That's crazy. But then they had like super high IQ babies. So
yeah, I wasn't expecting that guy to be a part of the movie for. Like, most of the movie. I didn't know he was going to be a main antagonist.
I'm glad he was, because it felt like it was the opposite. Bond,
he was the opposite of Q.
That's Bob's... Bob. What the...
Bob.
That's
Bob.
That's
that
Bond's
was Christopher,
team, if they were bad guys.
Yeah, it was Christopher Walken's Q, basically.
And it added to his backstory, too, which is really good.
Yeah.
How they played off of each other.
Yeah.
We had that one guy with the scar on his face.
Oh, Mr. Mayhem?
Mr. Mayhem.
That guy didn't do anything.
From the Allstate ads.
He was
I don't see it.
You don't see it?
I don't see it.
I think he kind of looks like him, but the scar adds on even more, because he has a scar like that in those commercials.
I just think it's the scar. Like.
That's it. He didn't do anything.
We also had...
No, he enjoyed killing all those people with Christopher Walken. And then when they were exiting... When they were exiting the cave, they were, like, throwing their hats in celebration.
Yeah.
It was that, and then he killed that one guy back at the stay house, was it? Whatever that was?
Yeah.
That one guy. That was it.
Unless... Here's a theory. What if he was having an affair with a guy... And he's like, I need to get rid of Mayday, my
what
current
lover.
What
the fuck? What are you talking about?
And then they both leave the mine, and they're like, yeah!
Oh my god.
No, sorry.
I thought
Mike's going into some fan fiction territory.
I thought he loved me. Jenny.
Oh, that was awful. That was awful.
Stop. You sound like Forrest Gump.
Jenny.
Okay, all right. But no, and then we have Jenny Flex.
She was so great. I love her.
I think Jenny was great.
Jenny didn't do anything. Face it. Come on.
Stop that.
She poured gasoline in the office.
She was an integral part in their plan.
She set the office on fire, and she checked him in.
The first girl that we see that's affiliated with anything.
The first girl we saw was Mayday.
Oh well, you know.
Technically, the first girl.
None of us wanted to look at Mayday.
we couldn't. She had like that whole scarf thing.
The first girl
we
saw was the girl on the submarine.
Oh, we don't talk about her.
But I liked her.
She doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, that girl. I forgot about her.
She was hot.
Hold on, time out. While we're still on the pre-title sequence, what's with that Beach Boys song?
I hated that.
Beach Boys. I don't think it was appropriate, but I liked it.
That was so dumb.
That was probably one of the dumbest...
And then they cut it out.
I like the song. It would have been fine for anything else.
Like a spoof?
But like for a spoof. It's weird because they went from like the Bond type of theme, like,
yes,
like the View to a Kill type of theme.
They kind of cut it pretty quickly too,
and then it's like falls down, and they play the Beach Boys scene. I'm like, what the fuck?
Then it goes right back to Bond. It's like if you were to just fast forward a minute, you wouldn't even notice that anything was there. Yeah. Like,
all right, that's weird. Going back. Sorry, we need to talk about. All right,
we need to talk about Jenny Fleck.
Jenny Fleck didn't do anything.
She was hot.
She should have been. That's it. She should have been the Bond girl. The actress who played her should have been the. Because let's segue into the Bond girl. Stacey Sutton?
Ugh.
No, she was
I think she's probably the worst Bond girl. She was so stupid.
I don't know. I'm still trying to... I'm debating because, like, I think she was... Towards the end, I was kind of like, alright, she is really, really bad. Yeah. Because at first, like, when she was annoyed, like, in the house and everything, when she was, like, helping him fight in the empty house, I was like, okay. Huh?
The boss.
The stupid vase thing. with her grandfather's ashes, mind you.
She beat the guy with her grandfather's ashes.
But, like, yeah. I was kind of, like, contemplating. I'm like, alright, is she as bad as Goodnight? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going back and forth. And then at the end, I was like, oh my god, she really is as bad as her. But I don't know if she is the worst. I'm on the verge of like saying yes or no.
Goodnight, is she the one from
The Man with the Golden Gun?
Okay.
Yeah. I will say this. I think Goodnight has a bit of an edge in my opinion because she had that a little bit of rapport with him at the restaurant in that movie.
Alright.
I felt she and Bond had no chemistry. And you talk about Honey Rider and him having no chemistry. These two fuckers had no chemistry whatsoever.
Yeah.
She was very annoying. So maybe I will say she was the worst.
Yeah,
she didn't really have any good moments except being like naked in a shower.
I'll say this. I would say the best scene is her arriving in the helicopter. She looked good there.
What about her?
Arrived at the.
Oh yeah.
She looked. You didn't cool. like her she in looked the fire like... truck.
No, God, no. She was like, awful.
Was that a joke?
Most of her scenes were just her doing very ditzy, like, stupid things.
No, she was freaking
the damsel
out.
Every time.
She was screaming constantly.
James, don't leave.
He literally said to her, like, two or three times, like, I'm coming to get you. Hold on.
Help me!
And in her fucking high heels, like, the whole time.
Yeah. And I also made a point saying, because she changed her outfit meticulously at the mine.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, why would they have, like, woman-sized...
You know, now you say it, I don't think it was that, because she took the guy's outfit, too. And, I mean...
Yeah, but she could have put
how
one of
the...
She could have found boots. And there must have been some better footwear than high heels to go in a mine in. Could have been at least something.
That's true.
Stupid. And then filling the gun with rock salt. And I couldn't care less about her storyline about her and her daddy's...
Whatever.
Company shares lawsuit.
Like, mm-hmm. It didn't really need to be there.
Yeah.
It was just an excuse for her to be there.
I was laughing when she was crying out as she got fired from City Hall. She's like, they fired me, James. They fired me.
She doesn't see the corruption there.
Stupid.
So. I liked the Russian lady more than her.
Yeah, she was better. Much better.
I like the hot tub lady? Scene. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah but she was, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, she was a much better... character.
Yeah, but she was only in it for that one scene.
I don't know why
that
they
shows
had... A lot of... No, listen. A lot of this movie had a lot of randomly put scenes in there where it was just one-off scenes. It didn't feel like it... like connected with the movie. The movie was very split apart.
That's the issue with it.
Yeah.
Stacey was kind of... I hate this character a lot.
I was thinking that she was gonna die during the elevator scene when it's on fire. I thought she was gonna like fall.
Then who would have been the Bond girl then?
I thought she might have Jenny Flex.
That's true. I thought you would have gone with
Jenny.
So. Honestly, yeah, I thought Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to die on the bridge, but you know it's been a long time since I saw that movie, so.
I kept thinking she was gonna die after she survived the elevator scene.
It's very rare for a Bond girl to die.
And no, because like
that's not true.
Well, the main Bond girl, except for
what
Tracy.
We didn't know she was the main.
Except
Bond
for Tracy.
He didn't sleep with her either, which was a big surprise until the end. Until the end.
I thought that
like,
was very respectful, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like,
but still weird.
But he guarded her. Like, he had the gun. He sat in the chair with the cat, and
he seemed like a dad.
Yeah.
More than a he's old. Love interest.
Again, because she's so young.
But it's like, the relationship, though. Like, it felt more of a dad-daughter type, which was weird.
I mean, because, like, while he was fixing that cable box, she went to sleep just like that. I
tucked her in.
Yeah. And then that was it.
Yeah.
No, there weren't any, like, bird jump scares.
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh, there was the cat. The cat. Maybe the cat. He switched it up a little bit. Oh,
okay. There were birds after.
As a reference to Octopussy, he had to put a pussy cat in.
Yeah, well, they had the little...
The bowl, said, bowl pussy.
Said pussy on
it. Yeah, the pussy bowl.
Yeah.
Pussy bowl. Yeah.
Pussy bowl.
Anyway.
And then Bond making a quiche? What the fuck?
Oh, he's got cooking skills.
What is it?
What the
heck? Oh, no. She's like, what is that? And he goes, a quiche.
What
and
is that?
What's a quiche? And he's like, an omelet.
Stupid. She was asking, she was like Captain Obvious. She's like, oh, that's where the entrance for the mine, as they pass the entrance for the mine. Oh, I think that's where all the cars come in and out.
That's enough explosions to kill everyone.
That'll kill millions of people.
Yeah.
I like how Bruce Wayne Mike was like, oh, they needed to give her more lines because she's doing nothing.
I know, it's like they just threw those in just to give her something, like more of a reason to be there.
Yeah, she
had that one smart moment, though, when she was describing the mini map thing.
The weird looking sexual map?
The stupid. Table. I hated it when. In this
sexual.
It looked like a vagina.
Oh my god. I hated the part where.
I never knew Silicon Valley looked like a vagina to you, Mike.
And he tried to flood it.
All right, sorry, Kurt, sorry.
You could call him a douche, I guess.
Holy shit.
All right, listen. I hated the part for Stacy when they were walking in the tunnels and she falls into the. She's not looking where she's going or something. And
that
she
was
falls
stupid.
In the hole.
Stupid.
And she drops the map, too.
Yeah, that was very.
And she
dumb
screws them over.
I thought for a minute because they were holding the lighter and I'm like. Wouldn't they be near explosives? Why are they fucking using a lighter in a mine? In a mine. Stupid. All right. Let's talk about the side characters. We had two associates of Vaughn die. We had.
Oh, that was awful because I liked both of them.
Yeah.
Mainly the second guy,
not much.
Yeah,
he didn't have enough screen time. That
yeah.
Time.
But the first guy, I did.
Tibbet. First guy was good. Yeah.
Tibbet. Yeah, he was really good.
What did I say? Oh, Tom Wilkinson. He reminded me of Tom Wilkinson.
Yeah. It was pretty weird when Bond was, like, sneaking up on him in the barn. In the stadium.
Yeah, another time where Bond scares somebody.
For no reason.
But it was weird. Like, he could have said, Tibbet, it's me. It's James.
Yeah.
He covers his mouth. He says, ha.
Fucking weirdo.
I love that.
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
But, like, I felt bad because he was getting, like, messed with the whole movie. Like, he had to carry all the luggage off.
Bond
was
constantly,
right,
like, putting shit
died.
On him all throughout the movie.
You better have felt
and
bad.
And then
after
he was
that.
Fighting the big German guy in the warehouse.
Yeah.
They're getting his ass kicked.
He just instantly got fucking knocked over and couldn't.
Makes sense.
And then, Mayday had to strangle him.
Yeah,
he didn't deserve it.
And then we had the associate CIA agent in San Francisco.
He wasn't as enjoyable, but I will say I respect him because he was he was a nice guy.
I think he would have been more enjoyable if he was like on screen for a little longer. Or if he lasted till the end, like to the last scene and then died. Like you know, I think that would have helped it.
Or even if he was involved in the fight in that house. That would have been better too.
Let's see, any other... I'm trying to think character-wise.
Character-wise?
The money, horse? Money Penny going to the horse
Money
races.
Penny is too old.
No, but okay.
These characters getting too old.
I get that, but I also think she's a good fit for Roger Moore in that sense.
Honestly, they are. They look the same age. They look all right.
Well, yes. That's...
Like, didn't they go to high school together? Or was
they did have... Yes, they did. They're very close in terms of like
the actors or the characters?
The actors.
Okay.
Not the
no, the characters.
I don't
made
know.
That backstory.
Hey, James, you look different. You were like a Scotsman like a long time ago.
I can respect that. Like her and Q have been around since like the
day.
Like, she's been in
movie
every
one.
Movie.
Yeah.
She's been in every single movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
that's true.
Yeah.
But then she's only there for like 5 minutes.
And then, Q has a little dog, robotic.
Yeah.
Dog. He's being a bit of a pervert.
Naughty Q at the end.
Didn't like that.
I don't approve.
I got a little too much excitement from the last movie.
Yeah.
He must have been like, I wonder what Bond does when he's fucking. He's someone. So he's trying to take notes. He goes up and he takes the little doggy. And...
How did that thing go up the stairs? No one knows.
You made it.
Oh my god. And then I like how the head was kept on going. I'm like, well, how fucking big is this neck of this dog? Stupid. Jeez. Trying to think of any other characters that were highlights. I think
there was like that one other henchwoman, the one that was with Jenny, the Asian lady. But she didn't get any lines or anything.
We didn't even know her name.
That's because Jenny Flex is the main superior.
Flex. Oh, also the
henchman guy with the mustache.
Nope, not him. Oh, who am I thinking of? Oh, I just had him. He was. The stupid inspector guy that gets stabbed with the butterfly clip thing.
Oh, that guy was dumb.
That was a dumb detective. Lame.
He was such a stereotypical French man. Like, with the... I
was just gonna say, get to the fucking point, yo. And he's like, oh, gotta enjoy the show with the beautiful butterfly. And then all these fucking people in black Zentai suits come with the butterflies and they're waving around and the woman's like,
she was dodging it too. Did you see that? Yeah. She was dodging it with the knife.
What if Mayday slapped her with that?
That was a stupid scene with Mayday running around in that suit and everything.
Yeah.
It looked like a ninja.
The fishing pole of all things.
She looked like a ninja.
I thought that the car was kind of funny though. Like every time he'd hit something, the car would just get blown off.
Her jumping off the... Okay, obviously they weren't on the Eiffel Tower, right?
No.
Yeah, but, like, her jumping off, like, gliding, parachuting next to it, that's a real shot of it.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah. I liked her doing that, jumping off from the top, you know?
I thought you were going to mention the guy with the mustache, the henchman.
Oh, with the
oil company.
The pressure of the piping.
The mining guy or whatever.
The mining guy, yeah.
Yeah, because he seemed like... an alright guy, and then he got fucked over at the end.
Oh yeah, how can we forget about that?
Because you remember when you guys were like, where did this guy come from? Like, he's just a new henchman out of nowhere. Remember?
Yeah, but he was the guy at the party, right? That he took a picture of from his watch.
Was that him? Yeah, I think so.
That was him, the oil company guy.
Yeah, that's... Wow, yeah, that guy got fucked over really bad, though.
What did they do? Did they just, knocked him off the ledge and
he shot him a bunch of times? Some good people here work for you, and then he gets pushed off of him.
Yeah.
Is that the song?
The song was really good, but I really, really liked the visual effects.
Yeah?
I thought that was really cool.
I thought it was a bit weird.
I liked it.
I thought it kind of, like, especially when it came to the faces of the people, it kind of looked a bit creepy to me.
Yeah. I like that.
I mean, we were saying...
I like some other shots, though,
that. What I don't like about the opening sequence is that, like, it focuses so much on skiing, and that's, like, only the very beginning scene, when the whole movie is based on,
and they
on,
recycled
like,
a couple of the Bond shots.
Yeah.
Like, from... Like if you remember The Spy Who Loved Me, he does the exact same thing, but they just re-edit it so they make it look...
Like, I wish that they focused more on, like, the more aerial or, like, anything else other than
like
skiing.
It wasn't
Eiffel Tower. Or even the horse stuff. Like,
the horses or...
They didn't do that.
Like we said, this movie is all over the place.
They could have done, like, microchips or something.
Yeah, something more
Silicon
digital.
Valley related.
I don't know.
Stupid. Okay.
That they had that one gadget that Q was mentioning with, the chip. Mm. And saying that it's, like, it's immune to the... bombs or whatever, like, what that was.
Are you talking about, like, the magnetic pulse?
Yeah, that. And then that didn't have anything to do with it after.
Oh, what about the cane with the tranquilizer thing or whatever?
That came into play.
The drugs.
That did come into play.
Yeah, because he used it, I think, at that moment.
Alright. Okay. Is it time to rate this thing? Or any final thoughts?
I'm still trying to think what I want to rate it, to be honest.
I'm ready to read it.
Alright. Martin, what do you give A View to a Kill?
A View to a Kill, I will give it... crap, now I'm second guessing myself.
Do you
want to
hear Mike
say...
and I's first? Or...
I think I'm going to go with a... Blofeld and a half.
Wow, even though you said it was alright.
It was okay, yeah but...
That would be in a double okay.
It was not as okay.
Okay.
Blofeld and a half.
Okay.
I I don't know. It really let me down. I'm gonna give it a Dr. Fuck No 0.5. I was really disappointed because, like I said, I used to like this movie a lot, and now I'm like, why did I ever like that? I really didn't like it this time around.
Dang.
Kurt.
I'm gonna
I think. By the way, sorry. Is that the very first Dr. Fuck No?
No. That's the first one for me.
It's the first of Sean Connery's.
It's the first official one because I gave it a Dr. Fuck No for to Diamonds and I changed it.
So this is the first official.
Yeah. So far, this is the first one.
Okay.
But it's a half. Dr. Fuck No and a half.
Yeah, so I gave it that because of Christopher.
I think
it a Dr. Fuck No, Kurt.
No. It wasn't a Dr. Fuck No because I did enjoy a lot of things and I enjoyed Christopher Walken. I enjoyed Jenny Flax.
She did nothing. Shut up.
But I liked her. I liked her. But I'm going to have to give this a Blosfeld. Mm-hmm. Just a 2. Because it didn't live up to any expectations. It wasn't... There were a lot of, like, annoying characters and stuff. I didn't like Mayday. I didn't like the main Bond girl, Stacey Stutton or whatever. I liked, see, it had a lot of really good elements that would have made it good. I liked the locations. I liked the empty house fight. I liked that.
I liked that.
It could have been better, though. I think they
it's just an empty house.
Shouldn't have sell everything for the fucking lawsuit.
Shut the fuck up about the lawsuit.
The easiest set
I liked these settings, though. I liked the horse racing stuff.
Okay.
I liked the city hall stuff.
Oh, we didn't talk about that when they're doing the horse race and he's like switching up like the jumps and stuff on him.
And then the other thing
I forgot about, the dumb cop.
We don't want to talk about that.
One of those classic bridge jumps that they do. You know.
There were
moments in it that I enjoyed, that so it sucks. Wasn't a Dr. Fuck No. I probably would watch this again someday, but it's not something that I really enjoyed. I don't know if I like Diamonds more than it, to be honest, because I might. I don't know.
Diamonds was way funnier.
It was. This one was a bit more boring.
When you said that, I thought of the part where like that guy got hit, like bomb put the bomb to the guy's groin.
Oh my god.
He makes like noise.
Well, at least Diamonds had my girl Plenty.
So I get Jenny Flex in this.
I do get Jenny Flex in this.
Okay, I will say this. Plenty was better than Jenny Flex.
No.
Really? No, that's bullshit.
No, that's
Jenny
not
Flex
true.
Was better than Plenty.
Jenny Flex was not a gold digger.
But what did
gold
Jenny do?
Digger!
What did Jenny do?
She burned the office.
Okay.
That was her.
Plenty got run out of the pool.
She fell out of a fucking
She had that nice, like, blue mining suit.
Okay, no, this she's a cool
She was
lady.
Hotter.
Then Plenty?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
No. Plenty was
more,
better.
Plenty had better. More cleavage. Yeah.
Nah.
I think I think she's, like, a beautiful woman. Just, well, they're both beautiful, but
I think
Plenty's
that,
better.
I think that Martin think is just trashing on Jenny Flex to prove a point right now.
She needs some Flex.
Mike, what team are you on? Team Jenny or Team Jenny?
I'm not Jenny.
There we go. Oh, yeah.
You guys were shitting on these characters, and I'm like... These are both characters I enjoyed, but like everyone was just shitting on them throughout
the
movie.
I'm with you this time, all right?
But you still hate both of them. That's the point. I love both of these characters, but everyone else hates them.
I hate Plenty because she's a gold digger, but I don't hate Jenny. She just didn't do anything. She doesn't deserve it.
You say that one more time.
Let's get back
on Mayday.
All right, get back
okay,
on
okay.
Why was Mayday acting like a dog? We need to be real.
Okay, so back to the rating.
What's the answers? Okay, all right.
What's the question?
I did enjoy Diamonds more than this, but it... So it's probably like my least favorite, but it had some good, and I did like the doctor guy as well, and the blimp stuff, but there was a lot like going on in this movie where it was just so... non-connected. It felt like the themes were like going all over the place, because usually with every Bond movie, there's like a central theme that you can kind of pinpoint.
Yeah.
This one was all over the place. It could have been Silicon Valley. It could have been the horse racing. It could have been the mining stuff. But everything was just so all over the place.
Well, the mining stuff is connected to the valley.
I know that, but they're two separate things.
Could have been the Beach Boys.
Oh,
oh God.
The skiing stuff was so unnecessary. Even though I liked the girl and the...
Where did that come from? That
the Arctic girl, but like... It was so unnecessary. Yeah, well, that's because he had to retrieve the tracking thing. Yeah.
The chip.
That was stupid, too. Did they really need to go through all that?
They didn't
the
guys lock
come on, come on.
Let's be real. All right, there's two things I want to address. I'm sorry I'm taking up some time here, but the first thing is they made Bond go all the way out there just to get that tracking device to come back so Q could make a point for his presentation. That's the only fucking reason they did that.
Hey, they put Q through a lot.
And the second thing I wanted to address was that they were shitting on Q during that scene, too. They were like, can we just fucking move on, Q? What is wrong with you? Speak like a human being.
Yeah, what did I bully him?
But we already know. To be honest, that. Maybe...
That's why the new M sucks.
Maybe he did deserve it because he was being
Robert
a perv
Brown
at the
or whatever
end.
Your name is.
Q was being pervy at
Bobby
the end,
Brown.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that was a no-no.
We're getting a good laugh from this. This was a bad
movie. We're laughing because it is. We're laughing at it.
Okay, okay, so... what do you think?
No, I said already.
He
it's
said
a
1.5, right?
It's a Blofeld.
It's Blofeld.
No, not a half. You had the half. I'm giving it a
I
solid
2. 2.5. You had 1.5.
I had 1.5.
Mine is a solid Blofeld.
Okay.
Mike?
It's the same as Diamonds, but...
Blofeld. No. Dr. Fucker. No,
give it up.
We need a new rating that's like related to Mayday or something.
How would we even rate that?
I don't know.
How many Maydays would you give it?
I mean, you could just call it Mayday.
Can we have a rating where Christopher Walken says schedule?
Oh my God.
Schedule. Time to get back on schedule. All right. I'm going to give this a Dr. Fuck 9.5. this movie was awful for me. I think I'll say I like the locations, but I don't.
What? I'm just like trying to contemplate why the fuck Mayday slept with Bond. That scene made no sense.
Christopher Walken agreed. He's like, yes.
But the plan was to kill him, and then she didn't kill him. She just fucked him. He was agreeing to it because she could kill him. That...
I don't know. Oh,
let me speak now. Okay? I need to save my
shit.
Maybe
she had
this
a
movie.
Thing for him. I don't know.
I think the locations were good. Especially that empty house. No, I'm kidding.
I wonder how they pulled that off.
No,
they built that whole house.
No. But I think Christopher Walken was good. I think, but every other element for me just didn't work. I think the Bond girl was bad. I think Bond was way too old. I think the forced humor was awful, and the writing wasn't good, and I don't know. It was just a bit all over the place for me, and I couldn't take the movie seriously.
Yeah, there weren't that many funny moments.
And the story, it was all from Christopher Walken
us laughing at Mayday.
I think with at least with Octopussy, even though I think that the story was a bit silly, I didn't take it seriously, but at least it was an all right story. Then, A View to a Kill was just like I couldn't figure out what the fuck. There's like the lawsuit. There's the horse racing piping.
Stuff.
There's the Silicon Valley, and
he's
the,
cheating
the,
with the horses.
Dude,
I can't remember
any lines that he had either. Actually, Roger Moore, he didn't have any like funny lines or puns.
You can't get a good cab when you need one. So that's awful.
That's not
that funny.
Yeah.
how about the moment where he's like, put her in autopilot, will you?
What? That's not a joke.
What did that happen?
That was with the girl, the Arctic girl.
Be a good girl and...
You need to stop shitting. I don't even know what her name is, but you need to stop shitting on Arctic girl.
Arctic girl? Is that her
name? She's only in it for one.
She's
seconds.
Better than Jenny.
Oh, fuck off. What did she do? Put it on autopilot?
Yeah.
She didn't burn anything. stupid. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a Dr. Fuck No. I think this is, at least
just a Dr. Fuck No.
No, no, Dr. Fuck No and a half. Sorry. Oh, okay. This movie was just not for me. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the I also don't even know who the audience is for this movie. If I'm being honest.
Damn, I'm being too nice on these movies. Jeez.
But yeah, this is probably, in my opinion, the worst John Glenn movie he's done. So the next two are really good, but this is his, I think, the lowest point for him. And I don't know. It was just movies all over the place. It's hard to find a theme in the movie.
There was that one scene that we didn't talk about from Octopussy, where he's like sliding down that rail, and then he's got the machine gun. Oh, he was gonna
get his nuts cut off.
Oh, that was funny.
And he shoots the thing down the railing. Break it. Yeah,
he had a lot of good moments.
But yeah, the View to a Kill wasn't good. Nah. All right, time for some fun facts.
I'm still looking forward to the scene with the jump cut
in the bed.
Yeah, the jump cut thing.
What I don't happened? Again. I don't know if that's part of that, but...
That's all right.
It's about that scene.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Roger Moore turned 57 during filming.
Wow.
He is the oldest actor to play Bond.
Really?
Sean Connery was 52 when he made Never Say Never Again. So, Roger Moore's the oldest. Roger Moore decided to end his run as James Bond when he realized that Tanya Roberts, his mother, was younger than he was.
What?
Yikes. The Bond girl's mom was younger than him.
Oh, God.
They decided to go with a younger actor next time, and Albert R. Broccoli thought it was a big mistake keeping Roger Moore for this one. And
does it say why he decided to do this next one? Because the last one was only because they needed him to battle Sean.
I think they just were like, we need another... I think maybe because it was a bit... like,
was
spooky?
It just fun for him? And I don't know.
On the commentary for this movie, Roger Moore said, this is definitely his least favorite movie.
I wonder why.
Damn.
mainly because of the increased violence, but also because he felt he was too old. And he confirmed in his autobiography that he felt no chemistry between him and Tanya Roberts. And he did not like Grace Jones at all. Mayday. Actress. He hated her.
Like, hated
the character
hated
or the
hated Grace Jones.
Wow.
The actor Mayday?
Yes.
Oh.
This was Lois Maxwell's final appearance as Miss Moneypenny.
Oh.
Apparently, after she was told she would be retiring from the role, she thought she could be the next M. But then they thought that Bond wouldn't get orders from a woman, so.
No!
But yet, Jesus. But later in the Pierce Brosnan movies, they make Judy Dench into M. He's a woman.
James Duty Dench.
Okay, can you stop with that?
Oh my God.
Okay. Grace Jones. All right. This is the what the fuck one. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
So, Grace Jones, during the bed scene with Bond, apparently she had a black dildo in the bed.
What the fuck?
What?
Huh?
How does that even happen?
Wait, just had it?
Like, what the
fuck? She just had it?
Can you elaborate?
Did she, like, keep it in her dress or whatever she was using?
All this user put was, reportedly, Grace Jones had a black dildo with her during the bed scene between Mayday and James Bond, according to Roger Moore's biography.
What, did you try to shove it up his ass?
That's why they cut it out, because he was like, wait, whoa, wait, no.
I wonder why he hated it.
My God.
What the fuck? That's one reason to hate her, I guess.
Jeez.
Grace Jones screamed during the... everything's blowing up with the electricity stuff, because she didn't know if the sparks would have been flying that much, so she was really freaking out when she's like...
when they're in the water
when all the electricity is going off. Yeah. Alright. This movie was intensely disliked by Roger Moore, who was barely on speaking terms with Grace Jones during filming. He doesn't consider this a real 007 movie. He said, I was horrified on the last Bond I did. Whole slews of sequences for Christopher Walken machine gunning hundreds of people. I said, that wasn't Bond. Those weren't Bond films. I stopped being what they were all about. You didn't dwell on the blood and brains spilling all over the place. Well, his whole thing was, it was a violent movie, which, I mean, it really... being, the only thing was what him
was
shooting the guy.
Yeah, him, like, gunning down.
No, he did throw that guy into the spinning fan and chopped him up.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
The song was written by John Barry and Duran Duran and performed by Duran Duran. The movie is Dolph Lundgren's first on-screen appearance in a motion picture. He played KGB bodyguard Vens.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice him.
Who the heck?
If you saw the Rocky movies, he's the Russian guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. According to former CIA agent Tony Mendez, who, you remember the movie Argo?
Yeah.
The real life guy.
Oh,
like, wow. The Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
After watching the movie, his superior at the CIA asked him if they had any facial recognition technology like Christopher Walken had in his office.
And he said no.
They said they don't, and he said, make that happen. So... That's how basically the CIA got facial recognition.
Because of this movie?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They didn't decide to go the other route? Remember the other facial recognition?
Making the nose and stuff?
Yeah.
Final scenes of Lois Maxwell and Roger Moore make reference to the end of their franchise run. Maxwell's last scene as Moneypenny shows her in tears, while Moore's last scene as Bond is him literally throwing the towel in. Christopher Walken became the first Academy Award winning actor to star in a Bond film. The disclaimer: neither the name Zorn nor any name or character in this film is meant to portray a real company or actual person was added after producers discovered a real company known as Zorn Lateralbic, like a fashion design company.
I'm sorry, going back to the other fact where you said that Christopher Walken was the first Academy Award winner to star in a Bond film.
Yeah, not because of this. Because he won something in the previously for a better movie than this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But like Sean Connery, like on
yeah, none of them got anything.
Not while starring in a Bond film. Sean Connery didn't get his Oscar until like the 80s after he was born. Okay,
so it was up until.
They're talking about previous up until this actors point. In their resume what they won. Albert Broccoli told Lois Maxwell that she would not return for an next Bond movie, but he commented that they were the only two people from Dr. No to that movie that were still around in terms of everything. Also, Lois Maxwell suggested that Moneypenny be killed off in the movie.
Whoa!
Dianne Feinstein, who was the mayor of San Francisco at the time of filming, she was a big fan of Roger Moore, so she granted the permits to film in the city because of that. So, she was a Roger Moore fan. She's like, film in the city. Like I said, David Bowie was offered the part of Max Zorn. He turned down the role in favor of Labyrinth.
Gah! I don't like that movie. You guys probably don't
I think know that movie it. Was a better fit for him. For that
I guess
movie.
So, yeah.
Bowie later explained that he thought the movie script was too terrible.
He was right on that.
Woman-like?
What? What was that supposed to mean?
To spend much time working on, and he told the producers what he thought of it. He also said that his directness wasn't received well by him. In 2003, he admitted that he didn't like the Bond film, so that's another reason why he didn't do it.
Is there anything on the Tom Wilkinson guy? Well, not Tom Wilkinson himself.
No.
But you said something about that actor.
No, I didn't.
When we were watching the film.
He said, "Yo, he looks like Tom Wilkinson," and you were like, "Oh, just
wait till the trivia, we'll talk about him." You said that.
Oh. Well, I don't think I...
Oh, come on.
Does it say why Roger Moore hated Grace Jones?
I think he was just... I think I wrote it later in here.
Okay.
When Bond was trapped underwater, he opened the valve and of the tire, and he sucked air out of it. They tried doing Mythbusters as an episode, and you can actually do that.
Oh, nice.
Roger Moore had some cosmetic surgery before filming. I misread that. They You can't do that with the tire.
Oh my god. Okay,
Mike, you're trying to get people killed right now.
Sorry.
I hope no one paused this to try that and then they died.
Please.
Okay, sorry. All right, so...
God. Do not do that.
Okay. Yeah, what if they pause like, all right, I'm going to go try it.
Patrick McNee, who played Sir Godfrey Tibbet, wanted to be in a Bond film. He was best friends with Roger Moore in real life. McNee had also been friends with Ian Fleming. And, Kurt, you'll like this, he's the narrator of the Making of documentaries that we watched.
Oh!
That's him.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, wow. Whenever, if we ever watch any Making of documentaries, the narrator of those documentaries is that guy.
Maybe that's what you wanted to say about him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Bond fucks four women in this movie, which is a tie for the most of a franchise with Never Say Never Again. Why? With the old fucking actors.
Gross.
You have to have the most... this is the first theatrical movie of Allison Duty, who turned 18 while filming, who played Jenny Flex. So the Jenny Flex actress is 18.
She was only 18.
Wait.
She
was good looking,
and,
too.
And she played Elsa in Last Crusade. She's the woman.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize her.
Same actress. The description of Max Zorn in the script is based on Sting and written with David Bowie in mind, but he turned down the role. The character of Anya was supposed to come back, and why do they want her back so much? She was going to be the Russian lady in the bathtub, you know, the hot tub. She was going to make a cameo.
No.
Well, again, why? She would have been of age.
Well, no, so. Yeah, that's true, too. But, like, why bring back that character? It just makes no sense. I like the other hot tub lady, too.
Aside from using a shotgun loaded with rock salt, James Bond doesn't actually shoot a person in the movie. He shoots the gun, but he doesn't shoot anyone.
Oh, wow.
This is the last movie in the franchise with longtime stuntman Bob Sims.
Wait, but I thought he did shoot the guy.
Okay.
And he had, like, blood on him.
No,
that's the rock salt.
He didn't kill anybody with a gun.
Oh, kill. Okay.
This is the first Bond film to have a video game tied in with it. This is the first to have a Bond movie's name, which was the name of the video game. James Bond, as seen in Octopussy, had it been developed in 1984, but it was never released. So, but they made the game. Timothy Dalton was considered a step in as James Bond, but Roger Moore decided not. If Roger Moore decided not to return, so Timothy Dalton would have been in this movie if. But no,
yeah,
thank God he didn't. He wasn't in this fucking. His version of the character would not match with the aesthetics of this movie. The story is considered a reworking of much of the story structure from earlier Bond film Goldfinger. I can see that. Barbara Broccoli had to collect Grace Jones every morning. Because Grace Jones didn't enjoy early morning starts.
Oh, so she was kind of a
tough person to work with. And she learned to be very she learned to be very diplomatic with Jones on the ride to the studio. So Barbara Broccoli is the woman who's producing the Bond films now, who's the daughter of Albert Broccoli. Oh.
Maybe it's because she kept bringing her fucking black dildo around everywhere. Maybe that's what was putting everyone off.
She kept going,
barking at people.
All right, then we have A Night with Sir Roger Moore in Dublin in 2016. Roger Moore was asked who would win in a fight with Grace Jones. Moore paused and remained silent for several seconds before saying, "My mother once told me if you have nothing good to say about anything, never say anything at all."
Ouch.
Jones, on the other hand, recalled working with Moore was enjoyable, and one of her favorite co-stars claimed her bad rapport was due to her wanting to stay in character, as she was meant to hate Bond, so maybe it's a character actor thing. I don't know.
Some actors do that. They, like, try to be in character and, you know.
John Barry repeatedly didn't like the producer's idea of having a pop rock band performing the song. This is the only element in this film taken from the original story of Ian Fleming is the French location.
They did nothing with.
By the way, the only thing I'm going to reference with the book with this, both Octopussy and A View to a Kill are both short stories. So they're not full-length novels.
Oh, okay.
So they're short stories. Albert Broccoli cast Grace Jones after seeing her in Conan the Destroyer, and I'm not referring to her black dildo.
No.
Okay,
oh, God.
What was that, the movie?
It must have been the Conan Barbarian sequel or something. It wasn't the first one.
Oh, okay.
According to Inside of View to a Kill, the color scheme of red, white, and green of Zorin's airship was based on the Fuji airship logo color scheme. Tanya Roberts got the role after being in a movie called The Beastmaster. Loser.
Right. Oh, wow. Ouch.
She's awful. She was in Charlie's Angels, and she was awful in that. So.
You just don't like her.
I don't like Tanya Roberts. Roger Moore's first Bond movies, started, and his last Bond movie ended in the U.S. So he starts off in New York and ends off in San Francisco. By the way, East Coast to West Coast.
Whoa.
So he begins in the east of the United States, ends in the west. The fishing butterhook marionette kill in the Eiffel Tower restaurant was an unused concept for Moonraker, so that was going to be in that movie.
That was dumb.
Where it would have been a poisonous bee brooch instead.
Whatever. That would have been funny in Moonraker, but it just sucked in this movie.
Bond was shown as considerably taller than Mayday. However, Grace Jones' height is 5 feet 10 and a half inches. Roger Moore's height is 6 feet and 1 inch. Making James Bond approximately 2.5 inches taller, but they also pointed out that in the poster, Grace Jones is wearing 4-inch heels, so that might be another thing for them. Bo Derek was considered to play Stacey Sutton. Why bother? The character's stupid. Richard Maybaum and Michael G. Wilson had noted the explosion in available computer technology and public's fascination and concern with all things high-tech. So they decided the story should go in the Silicon Valley direction. Makes sense. You know, you had the Atari stuff and all that stuff going on. So,
too bad they just didn't do anything with it, really.
David Yip and Allison Duty appeared in an entry of Indiana Jones. I think this is the CIA agent.
I told you that.
He said that.
But I was like, I don't want to say it because I know it might be in your facts.
Yeah,
he played Wuhan in
at the beginning when they're in the club in Shanghai.
And then I told you about Allison Duty being in. Mm-hmm. An unknown reason, there are several inside jokes in this movie that refer to the JFK assassination.
What the fuck?
What?
Zorin's main strike is scheduled for 22nd, and same day as the assassination. Patrick McNee's character was murdered and named Sir Godfrey Tibbet. Dallas police officer J.D. Tibbet was killed the same day as the assassination. The Texan in the film was named Conley. Texas Governor John Conley was also shot in the assassination.
Wow.
That's kind of weird.
This movie goes deep, doesn't it?
Tin hats on. Priscilla Presley turned down a role for this movie. Probably Stacy Sutton, I guess, for her big name. Lee Van Cleef was going to be next Zorin. The fuck?
Lee Van Cleef.
He's fucking old. What's with these
they
old
love,
people?
They love the old people for some reason. It's weird.
And that's about it. That's it for this movie.
Wow.
That's a lot of facts.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
All right. So, closing thoughts.
I'm glad we're done with this Roger Moore
train ride. I think... Even though we had... All right, let's do kind of a final reflection, because we've been with Roger for, like, weeks now.
Six movies, right?
Yeah. No, seven.
Seven movies, yeah.
So we've been with Roger with seven movies. This is the most we'll ever get with one actor in one whole run. Any final thoughts overall? Because we'll talk about just a little Roger Moore thing.
I will say it's bittersweet. It's bitter because I love Roger Moore, and his movies are amazing, but... It's also at that point where they were starting to go a little downhill. And I think he retired before it could get
worse.
Yeah.
Which is good.
But he retired a little bit, like, a film late.
Yeah. So. But at least he had, like, the really great high point, you know?
I think it should have ended better for him. You're right. It should have, like, probably ended a few movies ago. But, like... I felt like this way of not seeing him anymore, mm-hmm. like the way it ended in this mm-hmm. movie, and we're never gonna see him again, mm-hmm. ended really strangely. So mm-hmm. I didn't feel like it fit like his goodbye Roger yeah. Moore kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, it kind of felt like the same with Sean, because Sean started off good, but then he kind of went downhill after, just like mm-hmm. with Roger. But I think he was still a better Bond, in my opinion. And yeah, he should have ended earlier than it did. Mm. And like you said, he didn't really get like the best
send-off.
Finishing. The yeah. finale, yeah.
I think we've had highs and lows with Roger Moore. We've had some really good films like Lou and La Die and The Spy Who Loved Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we had some ridiculous things like Moonraker and A View to a Kill. And then, you know, we had some, like, oh, we remember it being, you know, I don't remember it all, like, For Your Eyes Only, and we ended up loving it. And mm-hmm. then Octopussy, me not liking it, and me ending up really liking it. So, I think we much respect to him bringing, like, humor into the franchise. I think this would be the most humor we would have gotten out of all the films, so... You know.
And there's really not a whole lot more of that, is there? Like, no. The next...
I would say the next two movies is more serious. Mm. And then Pierce Brosnan brings back some humor with the gadgets.
Yeah.
Specifically. And then Daniel Craig's just like, fuck. There's no way. Like, the humor's like really dry. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like very rare, though.
Dang, I'm going to miss that.
So,
I have a lot of respect for Roger Moore, though, because of all the points you were saying about the trivia stuff, how he knew he was too old,
mm-hmm.
but you know, he kind of did it anyways, probably because mm-hmm. he was having fun with it and everything. But like, he knows that it was a bad movie, he knows that he was too old, he shouldn't have been doing it. But like, I can respect that. And he knew when to retire, too, he knew when it was enough, yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, thanks, Roger. I mean, he's the only actor who's no longer with us anymore,
yeah.
So, but I think we did good.
Oh, yeah. We didn't say how old he was or something. I remember before when we were doing the podcast, we would mention like how old he was when he passed away.
Oh, yeah. You might have
to. Yeah, I'll look it up.
I think it was in 2017 he passed away. But, yeah. He was like in his 80s.
He was old.
Yeah, he was 89.
89.
That's a pretty long life.
Yeah. So thank you, Roger, for seven, you know, a good seven film run. We had some laughs, we had some goofs.
2017 he passed away.
Yeah. And you know, just a different interpretation of Bond, you know? Mm-hmm. I think he'll be memorable, I think, when we keep going forward. We'll look to him as like, you know, like the funny Bond.
Yeah.
The movies and stuff. So but
thank you, Roger.
After we end with one Bond, we begin with another next week with Timothy Dalton. It's Timothy Dalton night. He only did two movies, and we're watching both next week. So,
nice.
Really? Yeah. We'll see his entire run, which I think is highly underrated. No one really talks about those movies for some fucking reason. But they're really good. They're really good. They're two really good movies. And I know I say this a lot. They're two of my favorites.
Half of the movies are your favorites now, so...
But when it comes to the ranking, you'll know where my true loyalties lie. Oh, okay. But, alright, with that, time to end this episode. Thank you guys for listening once again. We will hopefully be here same time, same place. Well, I don't know, time, but, you know,
you never
hopefully
know.
Next week.
Yeah, we'll have to check our scheduling.
Hopefully our scheduling, lines up correctly, and we'll give you another episode next week. So with that, time to sign off for now. Any final thoughts, guys? Any goodbyes?
Nope. I think we said everything we did, right?
Stop. It was nice. It was nice and serious for like 3 seconds, and he had to bring in Grace Jones for this with her black fucking dildo.
Kick, you know?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Her Conan Destroyer.
Okay,
alright. Alright, now we're done.
And just.
Alright. What, did you want to say something more?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
It. Well, before it keeps going.
Good night.
Bye.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.